Right. So Quinn, I'm going to put you on the spot, but because we haven't rehearsed this, but give me your opinions either on the credibility of the doctor or the way Mark Lanier asked the question, since you just came off giving us this topic on crossing the expert witness.
I thought it was very effective. The first and foremost thing everybody needs to keep in mind when cross-examining an expert is they're not a disinterested party. So if you can make no other point with your opponent's expert, you can make the point that they're paid for, bought and paid for, cynically. And Lanier in this segment very effectively does that. And furthermore, to add insult to injury, shows that the doctor, at least by implication, is trying to conceal that and not be forthright about it. And the question, have you been paid as much by any other source, certainly clarifies for the jurors in case they needed it. And I don't think they did at that point, but it just nails, you know, hammers the nail home that this guy, that is, you know, dance with the one who brung you. Depew is who brung him. That's his gravy train, and he's been paid no more by anybody else other than Depew. So it's very, very effective.
I also like what he does, which you recommend. He doesn't get in there with the pigs in the details where he might lose ground. It's very simple. He's using the C of cross, that acronym I told everyone about earlier today for attacking someone on their credibility. I think he does, as you said, it's a very simple point he's making. And I forgot one other idea I had. Oh, yeah. So the other thing that Quinn suggested, but I want everyone in our audience to know, you really need to be the expert in the case, even though you're going up an expert. So you don't get stuck in the mud with them. But the reason Lanier is so effective, he knows Latin. He studied Latin in college. So when this witness starts to pretend not to know what curriculum vitae means, Lanier's got him because he knows exactly what that Latin word is. I don't expect us to do that, but I think that's what separates Lanier from the others, is that he could go where the expert wants to go and get in the mud and win if he wanted to, but he knows that's not the way to win in front of a jury, so he never goes there. But he probably can't help himself a few times using that. And he's listening to the answers. And so when he says, I thought this was just for articles, he immediately knows that resume, right, Quentin, and goes, okay, well, you've listed more than articles here. So that's a disingenuous answer. And let me show you visually, because I've got a document camera there that's going to show the jury the disingenuousness of that answer. Okay, we had a question come in.
Cross-examination persona, Lanier never sheds his nice guy, come on, let's just talk common sense here, persona. He never raises his voice. He never makes it anything other than very conversational. He seems very secure and confident, because when you start arguing and raising your voice, many people presume you're not confident. Lanier seems very comfortable and very confident. He's not taking any of this personally, but he's driving the point home.
And then I also liked where the witness said, well, I've never had a position with Depew. And Lanier knows the case, which we all should, so this doesn't take an expert to do this. He knows the case and knows the witness has had a position with Depew, and he writes it out so the jury will clearly see that, once again, this witness appears to be not forthcoming in rather simple questions. So, Diana, I thought we had a question come in. If we did, would you mind saying it out loud, because I'm unable to pull it up? And if not, I'll go to one more video before our break.
Sure. The question is, what are your preparation tips from new lawyers who have very little deposition experience, but will be taking fact witness depositions? Any pointers for overcoming the learning curve?
Quinn, you want to take a stab at that first? Or
if possible, go to some depositions with more than one lawyer and see different styles. There are multiple ways to get from points A to point Z, and there's no one way to do it. And you have to find your own authentic style. It takes trial and error. But one of the ways to speed the process is to see different lawyers practicing their craft and doing that. The other is to read books such as Shane's book. And I again commend Shane's book to you, Winning a Deposition. Shane's written other books as well. So read some books. Talk to some lawyers, sit take a lawyer to lunch who's gray-headed or bald-headed and ask questions. Here is my witness. Here is the case. What are your thoughts on things I might explore and ask about? And then lastly, prepare. Know the witness and know your case so that you're not fumbling and worrying about what to say. It's much more about how to say it. And it's just like playing your lines or stating your lines in a play. If you haven't memorized those lines, then you're sitting there on the stage fumbling. What am I going to say next? I can't really remember my lines. So know your lines.